This is Ozarks at Large. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, the producer and host of the KUAF Vinyl Hour that can be heard every Saturday evening at 5 on 91.3 Lee Wood. Hello, Lee.
Hi.
I want to tell you that I listened to last week's, which was a couple of the people from Poor John's in Siloam Springs, and they were playing music that they had on vinyl from Wes Anderson films.
Yes.
And it was delightful.
Isn't it good?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was great because it's such a fun one to make because those songs are great. They're like personal favorites of mine. I really like the Kinks and that kind of era of music, but also just getting to sit and talk about your favorite lines from Wes Anderson movies was really fun.
Yeah. Well, and just to hear, I love that you asked them each, how did they get into record collecting? And they both had kind of interesting stories about that.
Yeah, they did. And I try to ask that of every guest that I have. And I'm certainly starting to see, I mean, of course, family has a lot to do with it. You know, if your parents were music lovers, if they were musicians, which both of their parents, well, Emily's parents were, but also siblings. Siblings play a huge part in it, which is my story. My brother, older brothers, you know, I would like steal their tapes and stuff.
Yeah, I was the youngest of three, and I bet if you're a younger or youngest sibling, you have an advantage.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, so that was last week's. What are we going to hear this weekend?
Okay, we're doing something completely different. This week, my guest co-host is Rachel Reynolds. Rachel is the director of development for the Artist Laboratory Theater. She's also a folklorist, has studied, has a degree in folklore, and has worked professionally as a folklorist for a number of years. And she brought in a really incredible stack of recordings of traditional Ozark music. And I'm not even going to say folk music. I mean, it is just Ozark music. A lot of it comes from the oral tradition. These are songs that have been passed down through generations from England across to the migration West Virginia, Tennessee, and then coming over to the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks. And she really knows her stuff. I was amazed because I've lived in Northwest Arkansas basically for my whole life, give or take some years, and I don't know this stuff. I mean, she really knows it. And so it was great to hear these stories and hear about the musicians that have lived here and these folks that are doing the work of keeping those traditions alive, of which she is one. So that it's really fascinating, and she's got some really great old recordings, records from the 20s.
Oh, my.
Yep, and some great compilations that people put together that work in folklorist or preservation societies, so like Echoes of the Ozarks volumes. Of course, we hear from someone like Jimmy Driftwood, that's fairly well known. Also, some really great stories about so it's a connection, as you would imagine, of people who are playing music and teaching music. They teach someone who then teaches someone else and so on and so forth. We spend a good amount of time in the Missouri Ozarks. She lived up there for a little while.
And around West Plains, I think she lived, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And most of the Ozarks is in Missouri. That's just a fact, you guys.
It's true. It's true.
But one of the stories that really stood out to me is two sisters, Sandra and Donna Rhodes, who come from a musical family. Their father was Dusty Rhodes, who you know more of the story about Dusty Rhodes than I do.
Speck Rhodes.
Well, Speck is the brother.
Speck is the brother of Dusty.
Gotcha.
Right. I know much more about Speck Rhodes because he used to be on the old Porter Wagner show.
Yes.
Television show.
Okay. And Dusty had some appearance on a popular radio program that was like sort of country and hillbilly folk, that kind of thing. So these are the two daughters, and they are playing around with the family band, and someone hears them singing, and it gets back to Memphis, and then one of the producers in Memphis says, "I really want those girls to come down and sing." So they ended up singing background on almost all of the Al Green recordings, a lot of things that were being produced at Stax Records in Memphis. So that's a great, I just love that story because they're unsung. I mean, we're not going to know. They're still singing. Apparently you can go to some fairs in Missouri and still see them perform.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And it's such a great crossover as far as genres are concerned, because they can do straight ahead traditional Ozark music beautifully. They can also sing this background for soul R&B beautifully. So I love that, because it is all the same. You know, we try to put categories on it, and it's all the same.
Well, in West Plains, Missouri, and Memphis, Tennessee aren't that far apart.
Exactly.
You mentioned she has records going back to the 20s. Did she bring some of those in?
Yeah.
What RPM were they? Were they 78?
No, they were 33. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We don't have the, I don't have the technology to do 78 in the studio, but they were old. She has, and they all came from, she ran a folklore center in Missouri for a little while and had a library there of old folk and Ozark music recordings. And this was from that library. Wow. There were some incredible things in there.
All right. That will be Saturday evening at 5 on 91.3 if you're busy. Sunday evening at 5 on KUAF 3, the KUAF Final Hour. Lee Wood, thank you very much.
Thanks, Kyle.